Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Why would a neighbor choose to send packages to another neighbor's house without their permission over and over and over again? We will try to solve this mystery here in just one second. Before we get into that, have you guys been watching Griselda on Netflix?
Absolutely. I haven't.
You have been?
Yes.
It's freaking great, right?
It's amazing. It's fire.
Sofia Vergara's crushing it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if you guys don't know what it's about a...
She's the leader of a drug cartel.
Yeah. She's a queenpin.
Right. She goes from Colombia to Miami and she just takes over all the coke in Miami. And it's based on a real story. And I'm only bringing it up because there are some times where I go on a Netflix and there's so much inventory that I'm not exactly sure what to watch. So I wish I knew. But this one is great because it's only like 5 episodes. Some of them can be too long and you just like lose interest.
But it's like she had a life that you just can't believe was real. And when you watch it, it's so captivating to know that these are true stories. And like my favorite thing is that Pablo Escobar, who is like the greatest kingpin ever, was quoted for saying the only man I was ever afraid of was a woman. And it was Griselda.
Yeah. You guys will love it also because it really highlights how difficult it was for women in the 70s. Like she was trying to build this drug cartel and she was doing everything that the dudes were doing, but nobody would take her seriously because she was a woman.
Yeah. Oh, so even in the
drug game.
Oh,
even
yeah.
In the illegal world. It's the same as the non-illegal world.
Especially. But she got around it.
Yeah, she did.
It's really, really good. You guys should check it out. It's called Griselda and it's on Netflix right now. I think it's number one in the country right now.
Probably.
I
think so.
All right, so the email, this is an interesting mystery here. Why would anybody have packages sent to a neighbor's house without the neighbor saying that it's okay? Over and over and over again.
Well, we were just talking about drugs.
Hey, maybe. Maybe she lives on Griselda Avenue. All right, dear Burt Show, we've all had to deal with weird neighbors, but something keeps happening to me that's got me scratching my head. My neighbor has packages delivered to my house. She has never asked permission to use my address or alerted me to deliveries. The packages just show up here. Her apartment can be tricky to locate, and I guess she's had some trouble with deliveries from time to time, and she does a lot of online shopping. I have repeatedly asked her to quit using my address and suggested that she have packages sent to her work or use a Dropbox service. The stream of packages has slowed, but it hasn't stopped. There was another delivery today, and apparently it's not just packages now, because the other day I came home to find a confused delivery man on the sidewalk trying to locate my house for a food order with her name on it. I don't want to get into a big conflict with the neighbor, but I'm tired of her using my address. I end up walking her stuff over to her apartment. Would I be a complete jerk to start returning packages to the sender?
Absolutely not. Oh, my God. If this was happening at our house, my husband would be livid.
The only thing I could think of is she's trying to hide these packages from, like, a significant other.
Oh yeah. Oh. That's a good call. Like, she doesn't want the evidence to be on the Ring camera. Yeah, I kind of feel like that's the only thing you can do is you have to provide consequences for somebody's actions. Because the only reason that she's continuing to do this is because she's like, well, why would I stop? It's benefiting me and there's no consequence to me. So if you end up sending them back, then eventually she's going to stop, I hope.
I feel like even if it is for a significant other or whatever reason you would be hiding them, you get like a time limit on that. You can't just do that forever. At some point, you got to start getting your own packages. And if I'm her, I would have gave her the warning, like it appears that she's already done. And at that point, I feel like you have the freedom to do whatever you want.
If you were a Burt Show PI, 1-855-BURT-SHOW, like what would be the reason somebody would do that? The food one's throwing me off. Like, I can understand the packages, trying to hide the packages from a husband or a wife or kids, maybe even with a surprise. But the food?
Yeah. No, I saw a meme just the other day, and it was a delivery. It was a restaurant showing the delivery request. And on it, it says, please be very quiet. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be on a diet. So I guess whoever they were in the house with, they were like on a health journey, and they had ordered like a bunch of food, like a milkshake and onion rings and all this stuff. And they're like, please be very quiet. I'm not supposed to.
That's funny.
Any hunches from you guys? Nobody really has anything on the phones, really.
I feel like it could only be the partner. They're trying to hide something from somebody else that's in the house.
Gotta be.
For me, the glaring thing is it's a spending problem. Like, they might be an addict, like a shopaholic, or have spending issues. And so, yes, they've told their partner they're cutting back. And so they're sending everything, DoorDash packages, to a neighbor because they have a shopping addiction.
But then she's walking the packages back over to the house.
Right.
So she's still going to show up carrying a package if they have a Ring cam and putting it down.
Yeah, the least you could do if you're going to have the packages delivered to my house is come get them. I got to ask.
Right.
Yeah, bring them to you.
Well, and even the fact that she keeps having them delivered to the same place, because there are plenty of other apartments she could start using, you know, and she's not. So for some reason, she keeps going back to the same one over and over and over again. Hey, Margaret, good morning. We have a listener that has a neighbor that is delivering packages to her home all the time, and she's never given the okay to do that. You have any hunch why?
We have an online business, and we get scammed a lot, and this is what they do. They order something, they send it to a neighbor's address. Then they tell their credit card company that they never received the package and that it was shipped to the wrong address. And we never get the packages back.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
Mystery solved.
Hey, Margaret, do you want to give your online business a shout out?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Don't need it.
I'm just trying to help
you
out
tried,
a sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, right. Now I want to know what Marg does.
Right. Double mystery.
We good.
What the hell was that, man?
It doesn't matter.
She didn't want it.
That's fine.
Dude, it's the Burt Show. Get it back on.
The Burt Show.